Hi, we're going to make a podcast about Blackpink, K-pop. I'm Maria.
I'm Sophia.
We go in class 9A and we're going to start talking about it. K-pop is known around the world as Korean pop. Well, because it's just, pop stands for popular songs, like all around the world. And it's very popular in other countries, because of course it stands for Korean pop. It is like a group of people dancing and singing, and they perform like I know they perform very well, and it's pretty amazing. I think so. Can you give some examples?
Some of the most popular some of the most popular K-pop groups in the world are BTS, EXO, and Blackpink.
And there's sure lots more, right? But there are lots to come. Right. My favorite is Blackpink. What's yours?
Mine's also Blackpink.
Right. How did you discover Blackpink first? Because I know that you knew Blackpink before I did.
It all started in around 7th grade, when I like a person in my grade was a fan of Blackpink, and I heard about it, so I looked it up and I liked it. So that's kind of how I became a fan.
Well, there's a funny story to how I became a fan. Well, how you say, I was infected by it by here called, her, Sophia. I was infected by you telling me what Blackpink is and me ending up liking it, because the first time I saw it, we were about to dance to a shuffle song, but after that you showed me Blackpink and I was like, interesting. And then after like maybe 1 month passed, I checked it up and I was very interested in it. It was really nice. So let's explain what Blackpink is, or who are the people. Should I say, or you would like to say? All right.
I can. So Blackpink has four members. There are Lisa, Jennie, Rosé, and Jisoo.
Yeah, those are the four members, but there were lots more before those four came up.
A few years back, when everything started, the group. They planned to name the group Pink Punk from the beginning, but then later on changed it to Blackpink. Originally, there was a like. There was. Oh my god.
But it's all right. Just talk. Just talk. Yeah.
Originally, the group had around seven members, I think.
Was it almost like BTS, right?
But then. You don't remember. They like.
Something happened that they got kicked out or
And
something.
then they became four.
Yeah. Right. Blackpink. I think per the persons that are in Blackpink, like Lisa, Jennie, Jisoo, and Rosé, are very inspiring people to me. Don't you think? Your bias is Jennie, right? My bias is Lisa, right?
So a bias is the person you, it's basically your favorite person or member, that you mostly feel connected to.
Yeah. So would you like to tell about your bias? Why do you feel so unconnected, or why do you feel so inspired by her?
So my bias, Jenny. She's my bias because she's so inspiring. She works really hard. She's amazing at singing, dancing, and she's really pretty. So yeah. What about you?
What about me? About my bias?
Mm-hmm.
I think Lisa was very... For first, I thought, like, I was thinking more about Jisoo. Was very interesting. But after I get to know more about Lisa, I felt more connected to her, about her personality, almost like mine. Very open and very outgoing. She inspires me by... She also works very hard, and... She is very positive to things. She is very positive other around her, trying to make others feel comfortable and make them happy, even they're going through rough times. And I feel very inspiring by her. She is a rapper, by the way, and I really like how she sings.
Another thing I like about Jenny is that jag gillar inte att hon har ångest. Another reason I like Jenny is because she suffers from anxiety and things like that, and I can really relate to it.
Well, yeah, so you're very related because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. And I can see why, but it's very nice to see a big star having the problems. But not nice, but how I say, very similar to what you have.
Mm-hmm.
And you can connect with that person.
Yeah.
In a kind of way, so that's pretty interesting, I should say. Would you like to say something more, or should we move on to other groups?
We can move on.
Alright. So, other groups like BTS, BTS, known as a K-pop boy band. I don't know a lot about them because they're not my favorite, yet they're very hilarious, to be honest. They're actually the first ones that are on top of the K-pop chart.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about BTS?
I used to be a fan of them a while ago. Not anymore. Oh my god. I used to be a fan of them, but not anymore. But I think they are pretty okay. They have great music and they're funny, but it's just not my thing anymore.
Mm. Well, I never heard of BTS until Sophia said it to me. My first, like, K-pop interest was Blackpink. And when Sophia told me about BTS, I was like, who were they? And then I even didn't know they were the most famous boy bands in, around the world. Yeah, they are pretty famous.
Mm-hmm.
They have something that calls for ARMY. This means fans that are very supportive.
Mm-hmm.
And Blackpink has something called for BLINKs. Like me and Sophia are BLINKs.
Yeah.
And there's others also having fans that support them. Yeah. Do you would like to talk about other group, other groups, because I can't any except for Blackpink and BTS.
There's a group called EXO.
Mm-hmm.
They have around 12 members, I think. I also used to be a fan of them. But I kind of stopped listening to their music after a while, because, again, it's not my thing. So yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens. You grow up. Things can change. Okay. Right, let's talk about music, songs, and the dance they perform about Blackpink.
Mm-hmm.
Should I go first?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so my favorite songs are Boombayah, Play With Fire, and Forever Young. The point is, okay, this is the point. I really like the music because, how I say, it's inspiring because I feel like keep going through the days by listening to this music. And watching them dance, it was pretty, let's say, cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, this would Play With Fire. They like do this same time thing when they dance at the same time. But I know, it's a very satisfying thing they do. I don't know how to explain it, but if you watch it on YouTube, Play With Fire, you'll see it. If you want, it's your choice, but it's very interesting, I should say. What are your favorite songs?
I'm a really big fan of a song called Really. I also like Forever Young and Stay. They're really great.
Oh, Stay. It was so nice.
Yeah.
It was also very emotional when Jenny starts crying when the fans start singing.
Yeah. Once they were like live.
Yeah.
And when Jenny was about to sing, she just started crying.
It was very emotional.
Yeah.
It made me also cry. But this is a fact. I don't cry when there are too many people around me or even my friends. So it's very few times I cry. I just cry at home. Emotionally, not bad emotionally. Just emotionally. But like I say, it's very touching.
Yeah.
There's like thing when Blinks, like Blackpink fans do, when they sing Kill This Love,
mm-hmm.
the group sings, and then after like there's a part there where the Blinks are going to sing, and mm-hmm. it's very like fun.
Yeah.
And then there's this something called for a glow stick, or what do you call it? A glow stick, right?
I think it's a light
stick. Light stick, glow stick, I don't know. It's like a torch thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't explain. It's like a creative thing. Yeah. There's like every group has their own glow stick, light stick, that fans, when they go to concert, they will wave it up in the air
mm-hmm.
as for, I don't know, support.
Yeah.
And that. And it's pretty cool. I was actually planning to buy it. I almost did, but something happened, of course, with this coronavirus. But no worries. After this coronavirus is done, I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
For your birthday and for for me too.
Thank you.
No problem. I promise, and I really need to get it. Yeah, and this is what me and Sophia planned. We are planning if... Usually, Blackpink usually never comes to Europe, or they come here for vacation, but never had their concerts here. But if they're going to come here to Sweden, I'm very sorry, but I'm going to actually leave the school and just go there. And Sophia said also.
Yeah.
So, I'm very sorry for that.
One of my biggest dreams in life, or goals, is to see them live, or at least meet them, because that's nice.
Oh, me too. I really want to meet everyone in the group and give them a portrait of them.
Yeah.
I want to paint them and then give it to them. I mean, it'd be very worth it to meet them because they're very, inspiring, and it makes me very happy to see them.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I should say, everyone in the band in the group is so beautiful, like incredibly beautiful. It's like you can think they're coming from heaven. Comparing to us now, me and Sophia, we were searching, or we were just looking at Blackpink videos and also seeing them when they were young, about the same age as us. And then they were singing, and then they look so beautiful.
Yeah.
And then here I'm coming with my face like, well, here's my acne, and they don't have any. Well, what a luck.
Yeah.
I guess that's what you need to do when you suffer as a teenager, but I don't think even they're human. I think they come from heaven. Well, so how should I say? I want really to describe. You can describe two members. I'll describe two members. Can I choose first? I'll choose. I really like Jisoo. I'll choose Lisa and Jisoo.
Okay.
And you?
Rosé and Jennie.
Oh, would you like to start?
No.
Okay, I'll start. okay. Lisa. Sorry, I'm getting very excited. Lisa is very, very outgoing, but her beauty is so cute and like badass in the same time. But like, when you look at the like music videos, they look badass, but they're not. And like, back of the stage, like, you're not badass. You're like joking around, playing, and oh my god, you're so beautiful. You're so nice in that. And then there's Jisoo. She's like, how should I say, the kid, like, I don't know, if you call it the puppy or the kitten of the group.
Yeah.
Because she makes so cute faces, and she says she can't English, but I don't trust that. I believe she can English because she sings very good in English.
Okej, okay, vi klipper ut där, men ska vi prata om ålder? Jisoo är äldst och Lisa är yngst då.
Ja. Okay. Du kan prata.
Det är du som förklarar.
Okej. Lisa is the youngest and Jisoo is the oldest in the group, and how to say, I have a favorite, of course. Lisa is my bias, but I love all of them. They're the best. They're too special. They come from heaven, and I don't know from where the hell they come. Where such beautiful people came to our world. Oh God, please take care of them. Even they're old. How about you? Yo, Jenny and Rosé. What do you think about them?
Okay, so Rosé is very cute, very pretty. She likes eating food. It's like an inside joke. We call her Foodse. yeah, she's really cool. She's also like very bubbly. Likes joking and having fun. So yeah, she's the same age as Lisa. So yeah. And then Jennie. Everyone thinks she's like badass and everything on stage and on videos, but she's actually like a baby. She's very cute. Yeah. She's really beautiful. There's also like a thing where Jennie's actually the one who gets most hate by like K-pop fans, because she has been through like some scandals, like dating scandals and lazy scandals, and it's really unfair because
it's not very unfair to think that they even don't know her backstory, because how you say, behind the stages maybe something else happened differently. You even don't know the situation, because pictures, because there's people taking pictures of them, yet who knows, maybe just that's just a friend or a family member. And fans can think, oh my god, that's just her boyfriend or something. And this with laziness, as you said, she has this anxiety. And there was, you could see in some training before, like the concert, they were training and that, and you can see in the video that she didn't want no one to touch her.
Yeah.
And that was really, because who touched her?
Jisoo, I think.
Jisoo. When Jisoo touched her, she got panicked and said to not.
Mm.
And I could see that must be very hard for her. I just really don't like people being like that.
I also think that was because she has motion sickness. Motion sickness? Det är när man typ vilar och sånt.
Ja, typ.
Det är när man typ åker båt eller någonting.
Ja.
Yeah, Jenny has motion sickness. So...
Same sak på sånt. Ja. Det är så motion sickness, det är typ som... Det är typ som när man har folk runt sig. Mm. Typ man mår illa. Det kan jag fatta hur det känns.
Mm.
Jag hade det i sjuan. Mental breakdown när jag gick på mat, så här, lunchen. Och så fort jag kom till skolan bara... Ska
man säga det. Vill vi börja om? Vi klipper bort det jag sa innan om motion sickness. Jenny also has motion sickness. So I understand that it's like hard. Or like... Vad ska man säga? Annoying. Jobbigt.
Very... I guess it's very irritating, you mean. Vill du köra om?
Nej.
Okej, så.
Bara jättesnabbt.
Ja.
Okej. Jenny also has motion sickness. So I can understand that it's like really... irritating and like... bad.
Hard.
Hard.
I know how it feels to have motion sickness. I had it in 7th grade. You had it also, didn't you? Kinda.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't want to go where there's a lot of people. And I didn't either. Because something happened in 7th grade, but I really don't want to tell it. But I really felt bad. So I couldn't... So fast, when I'm at home, I feel okay. But when I come to school, I started to get this ache in my stomach and really feel bad. And I don't even go to the lunch to eat because I get this major panic. It's like non-stop panic. And I started breaking down and crying, feeling bad. Even on lessons, I couldn't come. And I was gone most of those days. Yeah. You did have it too, right? You're also gone some of the days before. So.
I think so, yeah.
We both relate.
Yeah.
Knowing what problems we have, we still support each other.
Yeah.
Just wishing that we could support Jenny with it. But she has her besties to support her.
Mm-hmm.
And fans that are not aggressive. Yeah. Aggressive with them. So, I think we talk too much about it. Oh, Sofia, I want you to talk about where were you born and how that happened when they came with this Korean K-pop. Where did, like, you know, Lisa comes from Thailand and Rosé, Australia, that.
Okay, so... Lisa, she was actually born in Thailand and grew up there. But one day, like, she wanted to audition for joining the K-pop group, and she got in, so she had to learn Korean and everything at a young age. And Jennie, she was, I don't know, född i New Zealand. Var hon född där eller flyttade hon dit för att gå i skolan?
Jag tror hon var flyttad dit, jag inte. Du vet, vi kan spara och göra om. Kanske hon säger det här för mycket.
Nej.
Okay.
Vi klipper ut sånt sen.
Ja.
Så, Jenny, she was born
in... Vänta, du kan säga, jag är inte säker, I'm not really sure.
Mm.
Så det behöver inte vara exakt, men typ som berätta vad du tänker, vad du tror.
Ja, okej. Okay. Jenny, I think she was born in Korea, and then later on moved to New Zealand. Because she went to school there. And then later on, she also like auditioned for the K-pop group. Jisoo, she just lived in Korea like her whole life, I think.
Mm.
So that's cool. So Rosé. I think that Rosé, she was born in Australia. Her parents were Korean, but she lived there and grew up there. In an interview, she like explained how she used to play music all the time. And then her dad told her to audition for this group because he was sick of hearing her singing all the time.
I'm sure this is because he's a bit annoyed hearing that all those years. I mean, my parents too would be the same.
So yeah.
Yeah, I guess we are done, but if this is not enough, we can tell like 100 more, but it will take surely 500 years because there's every detail we can talk about them. And then I apologize if I talk too fast and you can't understand me. I think you talked very well.
No.
Yes.
I talked too little.
You talked pretty well. Alright. So, bye-bye.
Bye.